The Middle East is outraged over the latest antics by ISIS. A ministry is working to equip Bulgaria for the Great Commission. And what happens when the son of an imam hears the story of Jesus? We'll fill in the details today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Middle East reaction to the Islamic State terror group's obscene video of the Jordanian pilot's murder ranges from horrified to outraged. Todd Nuttleton, a Voice of the Martyrs USA, says the group crossed the line with this one.
It's one thing when you're attacking the so-called infidels, the Christians, the Yazidis, the others, but when you are killing a Muslim in such a horrific manner and clearly taking considerable amount of joy in it, it is causing Muslims to really look at their own faith.
Whatever purpose it was to serve in recruitment, it may have backfired on them.
This can be a key time of sharing the gospel and speaking into that Islamic heart that says, is that really what my faith teaches? If it is, I might want to consider something else.
God is moving. Pray for this region, and if you can help VOM, look for links at our website.
We hear amazing stories of people being brought to faith in Christ through supernatural things. The book of Acts literally coming to life in the Middle East today.
Next, three people are dead outside a Ukrainian hospital. Russian separatists continue shelling the area around Donetsk. More than 5,000 people have died in 9 months of fighting there. It's affecting ministry. Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov says one evangelist who wants to get humanitarian aid and return is frustrated.
He cannot leave the area because even though he's Ukrainian, has a Ukrainian passport, he's in this region that's called the People's Republic of Donetsk. He needs permission from the rebel forces to exit that area and to come back in.
Ministry in Russia is being affected too, especially those with Ukrainian passports.
They were fired from their jobs. They couldn't get appropriate places for their children, for education. The Ukrainian citizens and find it very difficult to continue ministry and doing what they're doing in Russia because of their citizenship.
Your donations helping share Christ through trauma counseling, emergency aid, and scripture. This is Mission Network News. When you think of Timbuktu, you think way out there, right? You might not link persecution to it, but they're actually connected. Timbuktu is in northern Mali, a country ranked 40th on the Open Doors World Watch list, a list of countries known for the persecution of Christians. Open Doors reports a pastor recently foiled a jihadist plot on his life. Timbuktu has a lot of militants there, so the pastor's going to steer clear for a while. Pray for him. This paves the way for a whole new gospel opportunity somewhere else. Meanwhile, Bulgaria is receiving its very first week-long training session from the Haggai Institute. Why is that a big deal? Haggai alum Dr. Kirill Svilanov explains.
It's not just knowledge. It is not just training. Of course, it matters a lot, but it's also experience. It's also fellowship. All these things mixed and combined make you a whole new person.
The Haggai Institute teaches leaders from all walks of life how to share Christ within their own specific context. After attending his first Haggai conference, Dr. Svilanov was motivated to expand his Bible project.
So far, we managed to deliver 3.5 million Bibles. Also, children Bibles in the Bulgaria state schools, which was a real miracle.
And with ISIS and Boko Haram and all the terrorist attacks that are going on, can families of imams still be impacted by the gospel? An imam's son met an OM Pakistan team while they were sharing about Jesus. As his faith and desire for a personal relationship with God grew, he made the decision to be baptized. Well, the people in his village weren't very happy about it and went to his father to complain. His father told them that his son was accountable to God. Find out what happens to him at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story, God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Just a couple days left to get yours. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.